because we've already used it.
Well, we don't have advocates.
We're all advocates. That's on the, isn't that in the description of what we...
I don't know.
Of what the associates and us are, we're advocates.
Well, the worry I have with patron saint is that a lot of young people may not know what they are, because most of them are non-religious.
Well, plus the fact that it is a religious term, I just don't think, I think that...
That may offend a lot of Muslims, maybe.
Well, it's not being about it being offensive, it's just basically aligning ourselves with a specific...
Religion.
I think what we're trying to tell the world is that it doesn't matter what your background is or who you are or what you come from, we... you know, need to be civil and get along and all of those good things, right? So for us to be aligning ourselves with a religious terminology, I just don't think is a good idea.
What about a champion?
Ah, that's a good one. Champion? SARS? Well, SARS is kind of a...
Didn't we already use that term too? Don't we have champions? People that you were contacting to... there's a lot of background noise, I'm not sure.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
I can hear you all, but I've been off trying to press buttons, trying to get myself back on. Anyway, champion's a great word.
Okay.
Champion. But back up a second. And what do we want these people to do? What are we going to ask them? And what does a champion mean? What are we going to ask them to be? Because that's what the first thing I'd ask if somebody asked me.
Yeah. And that was my first question as well.
Yeah.
In the beginning of this conversation, but we didn't actually come to a conclusion. So I think that's where we need to go back to and say, what is it that we are asking this person to do? What is it that their role or job description, because that's the first thing they're going to ask. If, you know, when we contact them and talk about ET and what it is and ask them to be a champion or whatever, they're going to say, well, what is it that you... what do you want from me? That's what they're going to say. Like, what is it that you're looking
for? Well, I think people at those levels, like Pep Guardiola, for example, or Oprah Winfrey, they would be able to suggest what they can do for us. Once they know what our cause is, so it doesn't hurt to ask them, but. I think it's very difficult to say, well, we want you to do 2 publicity media release every 6 months or something like that. That may be too restrictive. But, you know, they can talk about ET at the meeting this afternoon. And they have tons of meetings lined up, so they can talk about it if they wanted to. So the sky's the limit for them.
But I think a lot of, you know, these... individuals, as I already said, when they're being asked to be a spokesperson, they expect some kind of financial compensation for it or something. They want something back.
Well, they will be announced. They will have they will be acknowledged by us because they're on our website.
Yeah, but we're very small.
That changes as soon as they are taking people to us, bringing.
That's very true. It's not how sometimes in this world now. It's not how small or how big you are. Some of the smallest software company with 3 people, they make over $2 billion. So size has become less and less of an issue. It's what we represent. And so far in this world, I haven't seen anybody doing what we're doing on a non-profit, open source, open standard basis. So that's a lot to be said about what we can do. And when they bring their audience to a third party like ET, that we want this person to be our patron saint, for lack of a better word, well, it's an endorsement. It's an endorsement of a cause that they can take ownership of. That when people think about people's skills and all that, they think about Oprah Winfrey, for example. That's a big boost to their reputation. So I don't think monetary gain would be something they would be looking for. These people are already, you know, multimillionaire, billionaires, and so on. So it is the next level, the self-actuation, that on the Maslow hierarchy of needs, they will be looking for that. They're not looking for money like we are, you know, ordinary citizens of the world, in that regard.
When I talk to my marketing lady who has a network in, well, high in the government, etc., in my country, she always asks people if they are willing to open their network for us, for her cause. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to open your network?
Go ahead, Kimberly.
So I was just going to say, what about asking him to act as a champion to endorse the ET movement?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, just giving their name.
Yeah, basically as an endorsement to basically, I mean, I don't know if they would do that, I think that's the best we can ask for, is an endorsement that they believe in what we're doing. That's the best that we can ask. I don't think they're going to, unless we're approaching them as in a business partnership. I don't know. I mean,
I think different people would have different needs. For somebody like Mukesh of India, we can open up a whole new slew of products and services for them.
Yeah, but we don't. I guess my concern about opening up more products and services is, again, we're spreading ourselves. We haven't even finished putting together the products and services that we're supposed to be working on right now. So I think unless we start shelving some of the things that we're doing and saying, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore, we're going to do different things, I think we need to be careful on expanding. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Well, unless we have a group of people willing to share some resources for us, or to spend to give their video team the assignment to create one video per quarter for us, so that we have four professional videos without having to do it all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That day will come. I agree with you, Reed. I've been talking to a group of people that are experienced veterans from the Hong Kong TV people, and they are very interested in the World Civility Index, and they want to see how much it would be to produce videos for the Chinese market in Mandarin and in Cantonese. So they asked me about budget. They asked who would pay for it. I told them that you know, they have to do the fundraising. These guys are experts. These guys are the TV people. They know the celebrities and all that. And why can't they mobilize to talk about this World Civility Index, that they can all benefit the region there? So those are, it's already happening. I don't think we need to shelf any of our products. Our products will never be finished. It will always be running in a semi-chaotic but very productive way. That's how creation is done. It's never a smooth path, but full of setbacks, failures, redo, dead ends, cul-de-sacs, all that will happen and will continue to happen. But when our value and our cause is clear, which to me it is, we want to promote world peace, basically. I think nobody can fault us for that. We may not know what we're doing, but there are a lot of people out there very talented that we haven't tapped into, that we can't tap into at this point, simply because they don't know about us. That's the main
thing. So yeah, I think we need to expand our support team, and the support team could be people talking about us, it could be people fundraising for us, it could be people creating for us. But we cannot keep on doing everything ourselves.
Right, yeah.
We need somebody who agrees to be a champion and to endorse the ET movement or the World Civility Index or whatever it is that we're trying to get them to endorse. Wouldn't they want to actually see the results of what it is that we're doing so that they can see if it's worth their while to become involved in it? Like, wouldn't they want to see how many people how many people in the world have their 50 points, or how many 40-year-olds have gone through the youth program to get their youth points? How many CEOs or whoever, how many people, university students have gone through their all of the points? Wouldn't they want to actually see the result? I mean, if I was some famous person, I may look at it and go, yeah, that's a really interesting idea. But then if I was going to donate my time and my resources to something, I would want to actually look at it and make sure it made sense and see what kind of experience or results have been achieved up to date. Now we don't have, as Christina would say, we don't have any of the matrix for, we don't have anything to show for it. So, you know, they say, oh, well, how many people have gone through level 2 exam, or how many people have done the youth program, or what countries are the youth program in right now, or how many people have taken the CAL exam, or, oh, can I take a look at the CAL exam because I want to make sure that it's in line with what I believe. Like, I would think that somebody would want to actually look at it more carefully before they take the step to endorse it. That would be my thought. Maybe
you're right.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. You know, like I said to Kim, to Christina, and in Singapore they measure everything by process and in a very controlled and developed way.
I'm not talking about Singapore. I'm talking about anybody in the world. I'm talking about an American, a Canadian, somebody in the Netherlands. Somebody in Chile, somebody in London, England. I mean, they're going to want to look at.
They may not. They may not want to look at all that. They want to look at your cause. They want to see who are the people, who are the grassroots. One thing that goes very strongly for us is that we're a grassroots movement, and grassroots movements are by definition, not a big company. Not a big thing. It's not a big company who's want to do something like that. It's not Amazon trying to promote their cloud computing. It's a whole bunch of people who are passionate about certain things and want to change the world. Small group, big ambition. That's who we are. And we should promote ourselves authentically. Even if we double our size of people who write the ET exam at this point, it's still not even a drop in the bucket. So we will never win on that front. We'll never gain enough traction if we want to grow organically like this. What we have done have shown the world that we are capable of doing something like that, but that doesn't mean that we are having, a million people using our service at this point.
I just had a thought. Maybe what we need to do, instead of jumping to a patron saint or champion or whatever at this point, maybe what we need to do is get some traction in the media.
Yeah, I have tried very hard, Japan.
But if we can't get on if we can't get on Oprah Winfrey or whatever, like, you know, like if we can't get some kind of media coverage for this, how are we can't get past the gatekeepers if the media isn't showing interest in this, then I just don't understand why.
Well, okay, the thing I understand about media is that they're not interested in good causes. They're not interested in virtue. They're interested in crisis, in controversy, and in infidelities. That's what sells the newspaper, the media. So we're trying to sell virtue. It's very hard. If we want to sell vice, it's much easier. So the idea is that the champion would bring that to them. It's all about rating. It's all about commercials, advertising, and product placement and all that. So once we understand that, I don't blame the media for not paying attention to us, because we won't generate anything. The world doesn't think about us as important. But when we have patron saint who talk about something like this, when Oprah talk about something like this, and not just about children being raped, well, that's a new thing for her. So she can reinvent herself with what we're doing based on our platform. Those are the hopes that we can have for people like that to think about us.
Well, I think if it works, I think it's great.
we don't know. I don't know if it will work, because I've never tried to approach any of these people. You know, all their Facebook posts and pages are all, you can't even friend them. You know, they don't allow that. So how do we even get to them? You get their email. Would that email work? That's the thing.
Is Sangeeta, do you have Sangeeta in your network? Sangeeta from India, she is an AICI member, or she has been?
Okay.
I don't think she's AICI, is she? Sangeeta Ball.
Yeah. She has a big network, and maybe even in the higher classes, probably, because India is still class. Not officially, but in reality.
I think personal contact would be the best way to approach these people. If there is some kind of way Sangeeta can be contacted and made known to what we're representing, then she can mobilize her network and somehow get to the people that
she's already aware. She is aware of ET, because I told her about ET several years ago.
Would it be possible to reapproach her, because we have grown from zero countries back then to 15 countries now, that she can know that, you know, we are making headways. It's just that, you know, we're very organic. We can get more organic than what we are doing. And she can also be our champion in some ways. So she can form a group of champions for what we're doing.
I think her interest is kind of deviated. I'm not quite sure what she's... I know she was really into... She just climbed Mount Everest, actually, so...
She might be willing to do that for you. That's good enough.
It's a personal contact that is, you know, it always boils down to personal contact. It is who you know. So going through the official channel of trying to approach Mukesh in India, we probably going to be running around in a circle for quite a while, if not forever, because like you said, Kimberly, the gatekeepers, they don't see the light. They are not there to entertain any out of the box thinking. Their parameters of who is in and who is out may be very different. They only look at people who can bring them a lot of publicity. Like if Bill Gates called, yeah, they'll answer because, you know, he represents something mighty and major. And any grassroots movement, they'll ignore. That could be the case. But the person herself, Oprah Winfrey, may feel very differently compared to all the gatekeepers. So, but if we have somebody who knows Oprah, then it'd be a very different world. Somebody who climbed Mount Everest want to tell the world that they are very out of the box thinking. Well, then they can get more out of the box than thinking about soft skills and ET. So we may have a chance.
Well, so who will approach these people?
I think if we have, you know, personal, some kind of even very weak connection to that person, they have a better chance. You know, it's always the sixth degree of separation. So if people who you know, I personally have no, I can't even think of anybody who's even close to talking to Pep Guardiola, for example. Or for Makish, I can talk to somebody in India, talk about the idea that we have is to find a champion so that we can spread our cause further and benefit the country. And that person is I can't even pronounce his name. But he frequently drop in with a text message asking, oh, hi, how are you, Patrick? And he seems to be of some standing in the Indian community, Indian business world, training world. So I can talk to him. Mumbai? I'm sorry?
Is that the guy that has a school in Mumbai?
No, it's not Rakesh. It's not ICBI. No, it's not him. It's another person. This guy lives in Austria, I think, somewhere. But he's an Indian fellow, very friendly. He knows about ET. And so if I talk to him about this kind of idea, it may spark some kind of imagination, and he can mobilize and say, oh, no, Patrick, you know, you don't want to talk to him. You want to talk to somebody else, and so on. So maybe through this chain of people we know, we should work on what's in it for these chain of people. They are not the final person, the champion we're looking for, but these people are instrumental to our success in finding these people. How do we work with them so that they would be benefit too?
The benefit is sometimes just in contacting those people and being in their eyes again as well.
So, Reed, yeah. Did you get the queen to wear your jewelry? I'm curious.
No, I did not. Oh, well, I didn't dare to approach her. Uh-huh. I was not courageous enough.
I think we can mobilize people that we know so that they can mobilize the people they know to get to the sixth degree of separation where the final person will actually hear something like this from their friends. So I kind of think that that would be the exercise we'd want to do. For example...
But Patrick, if you have, if you are on LinkedIn, you can even see how many connections you need.
Oh yes, you.
I don't. Maybe you have a page profile, mm-hmm. And you can see exactly how many people or how you could connect with that person.
Mm-hmm. I think that could be a very good exercise because along the way we make a lot of people known about ET as well, and they can, you know, say some good words about us or not. At least it's the awareness. We're building awareness very coherently. We're not just building awareness in a shotgun method, but we actually have our end goal.
And in between, you do the reputation check, because people will talk back to mm-hmm. what you're saying and say, "Oh, ha, you thought of him. Ha, well, that's mm-hmm. That must be a mistake. Don't go there."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we should. I'm thinking about how we can give credit to all these people along the chain, along the 6 degree of separation, that we have to move from one degree to the next degree, and they'll be recognized somehow. Or like you said, Reed, that, you know, just by the fact that we're approaching them is already some kind of a reward for them.
Yeah, but also the other way. If you ask me to connect with someone in my network, mm-hmm. and maybe I have not spoken to that person for 5 years, but it's still a connection, and it can be valuable for me to open that, to reopen that connection, that's already value enough. It's just opening mm-hmm. my network. It's just establishing a contact for someone else, and then step mm-hmm. out. It's just that. Don't think of, mm-hmm. well, I would say don't think of paying for every single mm-hmm. Contribution.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Yeah, I was reading something about motivating people, and once we put money as part of the equation, it changed the whole dynamics very quickly, and people expect very different things. So if we keep money out of this whole thing, I think it would be better in what we're trying to do.
You know what, I think that the people that represents very well the civility index are golf players. They have to behave in a certain way while they are playing, and they are recognized for that, for the ethic, and for their behavior while they are playing. So maybe a way they could the 10 most important players in the world, or the 20 most best players in the world, we could approach them. They are from all over the world, and I think they represent very well the values of the of a player, or the behavior, and I don't know, but it's just an idea.
That's a good idea. I know some good yeah. golf players here, and they would probably know some, you know, golf players who know mm-hmm. other golf players, who know some, you know, celebrity golf players from Canada. So that person can become a champion, and just by the exercise, like you said, you know, just by the exercise of us approaching people, we already make known about ET to them. So we're spreading the awareness already. So that's good.
Yes, and if we write a letter saying that they represent the values of a civility index and a behavior when they are playing, or the way that they act, that is the model that we are trying to find out with ITTI. So it would be excellent that they could talk about ITT or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I propose. I'll draft a standard approach, some kind of a catch-all kind of a document. Like, it would have sample videos that I've shown, for example, to you, that we can show the world. And if they want to click on it, well, they can click on it. So at least some kind of a media kit kind of thing, where when we all go and talk to our friends and so on, we can say, well, go over there. You can take a look as to what they're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve in spreading this network. So and then you can cater your message to the specific people that you want to talk to. So I'll write one of them, and then you can massage it. For your specific approach.
Could you track their clicking behavior?
We could. It takes a little bit of work. I don't know who they are, because mm-hmm. So I don't know if I can track the specific people.
Well, if you send out an email through MailChimp, for instance, then MailChimp can track the clicks. Just see they click.
Oh, okay.
And which button they click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will be good information.
If they open, you can see if they opened it, if they clicked something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you show me MailChimp, and I still haven't used it because I'm so stuck onto my current.
You should.
Yeah.
And there are even better. There are even better platforms right now, but.
Oh. Now, okay, so how would the approach go? If we want to talk to Pep Guardiola, should I be talking to them, or would Lillian go through some kind of her network to try to approach Pep? Would that be better?
He's a Spanish person, so maybe I can talk to some people from Spain just to know if they know him, and try to get in his to have his mail or his Twitter or some of his social media that I could connect and ask him. But I would like to have a standard letter, and I could change it and maybe translate it to Spanish.
Mm. Okay, a standard letter, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be something I can draft very very easily.
Okay.
And of course, none of us are going away, so if there's any requests from any of your contacts, say, well, how can we find out about this and that and that, I'm always there, and so we can all collaborate so that answers can be provided very quickly.
Okay.
So I'll say Lillian would approach Pep Guardiola. Kimberly, would you take Oprah Winfrey?
No. I don't have any connections with her, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't have any connections with any of these people, so I don't think I'm the best person.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a good thing, you know, if we have personal connections to somebody who would have connections to somebody in that circle, then
but Kimberly, you have some kind of a relationship with Sangeeta.
Probably about the same as you do, actually.
Yeah, but where it ended with me was that she went to you afterwards, so.
Oh, she went to me. Okay. Well, I really haven't been in touch with her for a long time. I'm just on Facebook with her, but I know that she's pretty involved with her mountain climbing and stuff right now. But I didn't even know, is she a member of AIC? I didn't even think she was a member anymore.
Well, probably maybe not.
No, I don't think she's not.
Isn't she?
No, I don't think so. She's always posting her social events, but nothing related with classes, image classes.
Yeah, I don't think she's involved with.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've written to Magita. I probably butcher her name. That would somehow bring us to Makish, the internet guru in India. That will be all through our personal personal contact, personal relationship.
How did that come up? Use Makita?
Makita is the people that you guys were just talking about?
It's Sangeeta.
Sangeeta. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But I don't see her on as a member anymore.
She's not involved with AIC anymore. That's not what she... I don't believe, anyway. Mm.
No, that's okay. Sometimes, even you know, if it is dead end, well, we are on sales and we get rejections. So, but at least we make known that you know we're ET is still alive and kicking, and they may someday think about us. We just don't know.
Well, Priyanka is in. Is Priyanka Kumar? Is that one of our associates?
Priyanka Pawal.
Pawal is another one.
Yeah, she works for Messi Frankfurt, which is an big event multinational company.
No, I don't. We have six members. AICI has six members in India.
Six members?
Image consulting members, yes. But I thought Priyanka was one of our associates, but it's another one.
She's not an associate because, well, anyway, she has been trying to get us on the map in India, in a conference, in an event. Hmm. I haven't heard from her. She's trying to raise money and so on. She could be one of, yeah. I'll talk to Priyanka. Very good point. Good. Well, it's three of us. We can try to reach different people. I can definitely try to reach Simon Sinek.
Wow.
He's a motivational speaker. He was talking something about love and all that. That is just exactly what we're trying to do. And the discipline of going to the gym is a long-term thing. And he was saying that a lot of people are trying to measure leadership and measure everything. Those are not leaders. Those are managers. That's exactly the words that I would use too. So I can see that his value and mine are very similar. And in fact, you know, I said that a lot of times you can't measure everything, and in my white paper I actually talk about that, and that's why this index came into being. Is in economics they try to measure things that are very chaotic, very irregular, very nebulous, ambiguous with an index, and they're surprisingly useful. So those are kind of things that we can talk to Simon about. So I can talk to him in that regard.
I was looking that Priyanka, she's a member of AACI. I have it here. Yeah.
Okay.
Priyanka Kumar.
No, that's not Kumar. That's not Patrick's keeper.
Oh.
Mine is
Priyanka Kumar. I know
that's,
too.
That's the Priyanka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll talk to my Priyanka, and see what we can come up with. Okay, that sounds good. Anything else you want to talk about?
So do we choose for the word champion?
Champion?
Instead of patron saint?
Champion sounds good to me.
And then we don't want them to do anything, and they won't get paid, but we just want them to lend us their name.
Right, no pay, no specific duties?
Well, that's sort of why I'm throwing that one out. That's what I'm with anyway.
That's what you meant? Sorry, Lynn?
Well, we're asking them to lend us their name as a champion. endorse yeah our cause.
I think that should be left to be determined, TBD, because I don't think they're gonna agree to anything until we talk to them on a Skype or something, or we actually fly over there and meet them. That should be the ultimate marketing is you know, some of us or one of us will fly over there and say, well, this is what we represent, and we really want you to be on board because, you know, we can save the world, and I'm not exaggerating, really. So those are the kind of ambition that we have, and see where they agree.
So what are you asking them to do then exactly?
We don't know. They probably have better ideas than we all combined, because they have channels that we can't even imagine, and so it's only by talking to them face to face, over a meal or something, face to face. I'm not talking about even Skype. It's face to face. Then we're talking about business. We're talking about something that is serious, and that should be something that we should be prepared to do. It is. I'll come to Qatar and meet you face to face tomorrow. You know, that should be something. We show that, yes, we don't have a lot of money in the bank, but we're willing to do that because we really believe in you to be able to help this cause. It's not about us. It's all about them. If they join us, it's not because, you know, we're good or anything like that. It's because they believe in it. And that's the main thing, is they believe in something like this. And we are there to help them amplify their beliefs. That's what we're doing.
Well, we probably wait for the first contacts to happen, and then we will get a reality of the questions they ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will have questions. They would have a lot of questions, which is a good sign then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lynn, any British celebrities or otherwise that you think can be champions?
Unfortunately, I don't move in those circles, but
that's fine. Yeah. None of us do, at least at this point. So,
Sarah Brummett might have a few kind of contacts. I don't know if she moves in those circles, but. Yeah, I mean, Deborah's not on the call, but she may have some ideas too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can talk to her offline, and she has been asking a lot of good questions and about the cell phone learning, and the questions for the cell phone learning should add value, which is a great thing that she thought of. And I'll talk to her about who can we approach in her part of her neck of the woods.
Okay. The only thing I wasn't clear about on the last call is how was the idea of videos received by the group for level two? Was that a possibility idea? Because I know some people said, oh yeah, some of these videos we've already got would lend themselves to level two. Just that we're all a little concerned that we haven't got a level two right now. You're not concerned, Patrick, but I think the rest of us are. So, I mean, I know that we'd love to be doing something towards level two and not just say, oh, you know, we're working on it or whatever you've got going.
I think the idea of video with questions is a good idea, but I think that they have to be different videos than what is being used for the video training or the video, the 99 cent or the $5 videos. I think it needs to be something different. They need to be different videos. So either we would need to pull videos that we that feed into the questions from those, or we would need to find different videos.
Yeah. So, Patrick, do you pull the videos, you find videos, or do you get those found for you, or how does it work?
Well, like Reed and Deborah and everybody kind of give me a link to some of the videos they like. I go onto Facebook and YouTube and search for them too. And so like Susan Henderson has also been giving me one or two videos that I thought, wow, you know, that could be on the list. So it's from everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how I collect them is I just see videos online every now and then without knowing that I'm watching videos, but it's like happening. And then I think, oh, this is wonderful. This is for ET. So and then I send it to Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Yeah. So the word serendipity came to mind. It's, you know, we stumble upon things. And in life, that's usually it could be life changing. It's
well,
for me.
To that end, there's a TED talk called given by Amy Cuddy that's right on power posing and power and presence and that kind of thing. So. CUDDY. I know it's a long video, though. It's 12 minutes. And it may be way too long for our purposes, but I could see that being. We could ask questions about that on level 2.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as you said, I think Lillian said, many of the videos actually. That we've got now lend themselves to level 2 even more than Cow or Reed. I think you mentioned it.
Yeah, I think for level 2 it should be more like a situation with an open end, and then what would you do, or how would you find a solution,
like an essay kind of
question? Or maybe have five options, but I don't know.
Yeah,
but we need to come up with one in the beginning, and then we look at it and say, yeah, but, and then find another one until we have some example of what we are looking for.
Yeah.
Because Amy Cuddy's, I love that video, and I know that her research cannot be doubled by other organizations, so there are already some doubts about her research, so it's a little
How do you mean by doubled?
Well,
research?
Well, research needs to be done, well, it needs to be redone by others and get kind of the same results.
Oh.
And if others do the same research, they get other different results.
I see.
Yeah, but there has been a colossal amount of research done on posture and body language and the positive effect on the brain. So I think there is a lot of what her research noted was that our confidence hormone as women particularly was elevated, and our testosterone, and our stress hormone as women in particular was depressed when we did certain moves on the body language moves, and
yeah,
she called those power posing.
I know her research, but
I'm just sort of explaining it.
But there were others who redone this research about the hormones, and they didn't get the same outcomes. So they put question marks to her outcomes.
All right.
Later. So, yeah. But it's a good example of maybe it should be TED Talks.
So there's conflicting research.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Is that right?
Sorry.
conflicting results
from
research.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know a piece of research that doesn't have conflicting results.
I don't know, but it puts question marks to her outcomes, and so it's a little harder to say, oh, this is the truth.
So then again, I guess what we need to figure out what the criteria is of what we're looking for level two, because they have to be based on a business application, right?
Yeah, but if we stumble upon something in our life, we just have to be aware and notice, oh, this could be something.
No, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm just trying to understand the criteria of what. So that I haven't seen this video, so I'm not even sure. It's on body language, I'm assuming. So,
power
so
pose.
Is it,
look for power poses or power pose, and you find her.
Yeah, and she also has there is a summary in the video in it for the telephone.
Oh, on her TED Talk?
Yes, about her TED Talks. I'm looking here, and there is a summary that you can buy for, I think it's about around 5 to 10 minutes. And it's a summary of the TED Talk, and it's on sale, and it's for the iPhone.
Okay.
So, Lynn, put a link.
Right.
Here is the link to Amy Cuddy's video.
Mm-hmm.
The Google link. From 2012.
Oh, so there's a transcript.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would Amy Cuddy be a good champion, a good candidate for our champion?
She is a social psychologist.
Social psychologist.
Yes, I think so.
Lynn, maybe we got work cut out for you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know it's. Do we have any people we know that, you know, would be a few degrees from Amy? That would be my question. Maybe Deborah would. I'll talk to her and find out. And also, I think we should not forget about our associates. Mei Chan was just sending me something about something wonderful that she's doing in Hong Kong and Shenzhen area. She sent me a 5 or 6 photos, so I'm going to make some announcement of what she's doing regarding ET. And of course, Christina and Priscilla, they are doing the Education Day for the Hong Kong AICI chapter, and they're going to have 50 people attending Christina's seminar on ET, and 44 people are writing the ET exam afterwards.
Wow.
So this will be another big batch of people doing the ET level 1, and I'm going to be translating Carolina's work from the Philippines, talking about her training people in the real estate world to adopt the ET standard. And I'm going to ship that to everybody, including the Beijing people who wrote the ET exam, the 50 or so people who wrote the ET exam. These are all aspiring image consultants or already established image consultants. So this will be another arrow in the quiver to promote their products and services, and at the same time promote the ET standard in China in a very big way. So we have a good network. So that will be something to look forward to. Okay, I got to leave this call because I have another one coming up for Trinidad and Tobago. Yvette Wiki is having a HR summit, and she wants me to be on Skype to talk to some of her people there. So So I have to bid farewell for now, and we can continue next time then.
Okay, well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
see you next
time. I
won't
be on the next
okay.
call.
I'm sorry, okay. Lynn.
Yeah, I won't. I won't be on the next call. I thought I would, but things got changed.
Okay.
So yeah. I'll listen to the video. I mean, yeah. the audio.
Recording. Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.